Give us a sense of the scale of it. We know that Donald Trump has been attacking these boats, and we know that his administration has defended the attacks on them. What is actually happening, and what are they intending to do?
Well, what they've done so far is they've blown up at least 19 of these small boats, killing more than 70 people. The Trump administration says that these are, in their words, narco-terrorists, that they're people that are delivering drugs to America, that are killing. In each boat, they say 25,000 people will be killed by the drugs on each boat, although those numbers simply don't stack up at all if you look at the numbers that die from fentanyl overdoses each year, for example. And their view is very strongly that this is a war on America by Latin American drugs cartels, and that it then therefore justifies the extension of terrorism designations and effectively the use of the laws of armed conflict against drug smugglers. The counter argument, and we've heard this, you know, from a lot of lawmakers on Capitol Hill, is that this is both in breach of American and international law, because this is a criminal enterprise that should be dealt with as it was before through law enforcement.